changes its form throughout our life. So I don't just mean it metaphorically, I also very often mean it literally. Abraham Maslow continues, humanistic philosophy offers a new conception of learning, of teaching, and of education. Stated simply, such a concept holds that the function of education, the goal of education, the human goal, the humanistic goal, the goal so far as human beings are concerned, is ultimately the self-actualization of a person, the becoming fully human, the development of the fullest height that the human species can stand up to or that the particular individual can come to. In a less technical way, it is helping the person to become the best that he is able to become. And this was before the ad came out for the army. I'd be all you can be. This is what the class is about. It's the humanistic approach. It's about fulfilling our potential, chipping away those limitations. Now, to many of you, this may sound naive, idealistic. Naive it is not, idealistic it is. And we'll talk about the, and discuss the importance of idealism and maintaining idealism if we are to introduce personal change, interpersonal change, or community or society change. This class is not about providing answers concerning the good life or happiness. It was about identifying the right questions. Ask and you shall receive, say the scripture. This class is what I think education is all about, which is the quest for information and transformation must begin with a question. Quest, question. It's no coincidence that there is an etymological link between the two.